Hi, and welcome to this moment of prayer. Before we talk to our Heavenly Father in prayer, kindly subscribe and turn on notifications to join our growing prayer community. Also, share this powerful prayer with your friends and family. Please continue to meditate on this prayer. Pray it daily or listen to this video over and over again, and allow the Word of God and power in this prayer to reach into your spirit or soul. Now, let us pray.
The Bible says, "The blessing of the Lord maketh a man rich, and adds no sorrow. Therefore, it is the right of the children of God to walk in divine blessings, and continues to open the heavens." Father, we thank you for all the blessing and grace bestowed upon us. It is a great privilege to be called a child of God and be blessed by God. Ephesians 1 verse 3 says we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. Therefore, bless me with all spiritual blessing, Lord. Father, I humbly ask that you bless the work of my hands. Increase in me the divine capacity to grow and prosper in wealth and riches, that I shine brighter than what I am today. I pray you to go ahead of me and bless my path. You said the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Father, as you settled Abraham, settle me with blessings, physically and spiritually. Lord, the Bible says the glory of the latter shall surely surpass the former. I ask that you bless me bountifully every day. Almighty God, I ask that in this new year, you bless me beyond measures, that everything that I lay my hands on in this year should prosper in Jesus' name. Lord, by mercy, I ask that you make me a blessing unto my generation. Make a source of joy unto everyone that comes my way. Matthew 6, verse 33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, with it righteousness, and all shall be added unto you." Lord Jesus, as we seek you daily, may our blessings be also multiplied daily. May we be committed to serving you all the days of our life. And as we serve you faithfully, make our lives a shining example of your glory. Give me the grace to fulfill a glorious destiny this year. Father, I pray peace and prosperity over my life and family. And I boldly declare your word over my life, saying, "You shall be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out." Deuteronomy 28, verse 11 to 12, says the Lord will give you prosperity in the land he shows to your ancestors to give you, blessing you with many children, numerous livestock, and abundant crops. The Lord will send rain at the proper time from his rich treasures in the heavens and will bless the work you do. You will lend to many nations, but you will never need to borrow from them. I declare, as a descendant of Abraham, I partake in this glorious prophecy. It is working in my favor. The lines are falling to me in pleasant places, and I have a godly heritage in Christ Jesus. Lord, your word says that in blessing, you shall bless me. Let this promise be made manifest in my life this year, in Jesus' name. I am truly blessed, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I am in need of your divine strength today. Touch me, O Lord, and fill me with your light and hope. Give me your divine strength when I am weak and forsaken. When my energy is sagging, and my motivation is lagging, grant me your strength and a fresh start to get back on track. Your word says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. If that is true, then I need your joy to replace all the tired parts of my mind, body, and soul. Father Lord, I need your divine strength to say no when I'm tempted to surrender to harmful things, or when selfishness clings to my clothes and won't let go. Strengthen me to reach out in love to those both close to me and all around me. You are my rock, and I run to you today, believing that you will lift up my heavy arms, that will fuel me to the tasks you have given me, and that your joy will completely consume the weakness of my life and make me strong again. Renew my strength, O Lord. Fill me with your supernatural power to overcome each obstacle in my path. With my eyes on you, Lord, with you walking beside me, working through me, I can make it. Heavenly Father, each day is a struggle against sin and temptation. Give me the strength to overcome cruelty with grace and hatred with love. Teach me, Lord, to pray with your strength and power, to overcome every evil plan of the wicked. Psalm chapter 28, verses 7 to 8, tells me that the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song, I will praise him. The Lord is my strength, and he is the saving refuge of his anointed. Be my strength and my shield, Lord Jesus. Give me your divine strength to overcome Satan and live triumphantly on earth to the glorification of your holy name. Strengthen me to remain focused and pay no attention to the devil and his evil agents. Let your Holy Spirit empower me to remain immovable and to keep faithfully serving you during opposition and challenges. Strengthen me, Lord, to be watchful and prayerful. I believe, Lord, that you are the strongest being in existence and you have the power over all things. Give me the upper hand over my adversaries and let me experience your divine victory. Your strength, O Lord, is sufficient for me to overcome the enemy. Psalm chapter 18, verses 1 to 2 says that, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom will I trust? My shield and the horn of my salvation and my stronghold. I magnify your name, Lord, for your divine strength. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, I know that you are always in control. I also know, Lord, that you use all things to eventually show your glory. Please comfort and heal my broken heart. I'm surrounded by clouds of sorrow, and right now, I don't know how things will get better. Lord, you know exactly how I feel right now. Mixed with feelings of anger, frustration, bitterness or sadness, no matter how it feels, it hurts. I lift up all who have or who are experiencing a broken heart before you. I pray for healing, Lord. May you reach down and comfort us. Bring peace to our lives. Mend my broken heart, and not just patchwork, where seams can be weakened and subject to breaking down again. Help me to regain confidence, trust, and the ability to forgive. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your generous spirit. Put the bounce back in my step. Put the smile back on my face and the dance back in my feet. Heavenly Father, please fill me with the peace and joy I know can only come from you during this journey to healing and recovery that I know is possible through your power alone. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 to 10 says that we are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. Lord, please bring life to my heart and soul. Heal and mend my heart from this feeling. You are my strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, I will not fear. Heal all the pieces of my broken heart and mend them. You said in your word, Lord, that if you never felt pain, how would you know I am a comforter? Exhibit your healing power in my life right now, Lord. Heal me completely by your divine power. I pray for restoration, Lord. I pray for revival. Take away every pain implanted in my heart that doesn't seem to go away. I can no longer bear it. These eyes that shed tears long to see joy once again. Give me peace in my heart. Psalm 147, verse 3, says that He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Heal me, Lord. I come to you today with a broken heart and ask for your healing. Let it flow like the streams of living water into my heart and soul. Thank you, Lord, for your healing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, I am in need of your divine strength today. Touch me, O Lord, and fill me with your light and hope. Give me your divine strength when I am weak and forsaken. When my energy is sagging and my motivation is lagging, grant me your strength and a fresh start to get back on track. Your word says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. If that is true, then I need your joy to replace all the tired parts of my mind, body, and soul. Father Lord, I need your divine strength to say no when I'm tempted to surrender to harmful things, or when selfishness clings to my clothes and won't let go. Strengthen me to reach out in love to those both close to me and all around me. You are my rock, and I run to you today, believing that you will lift up my heavy arms that will fuel me to the tasks you have given me, and that your joy will completely consume the weakness of my life and make me strong again. Renew my strength, O Lord. Fill me with your supernatural power to overcome each obstacle in my path. With my eyes on you, Lord, with you walking beside me, working through me, I can make it. Psalm chapter 18, verses 1 to 2 says that I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, In whom will I trust? My shield and the horn of my salvation and my stronghold. I magnify your name, Lord, for your divine strength. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, I know that you are always in control. I also know, Lord, that you use all things to eventually show your glory. Please comfort and heal my broken heart. I'm surrounded by clouds of sorrow, and right now, I don't know how things will get better. Lord, you know exactly how I feel right now. Mixed with feelings of anger, frustration, bitterness, or sadness, no matter how it feels, it hurts. I lift up all who have or who are experiencing a broken heart before you. I pray for healing, Lord. May you reach down and comfort us. Bring peace to our lives. Mend my broken heart, and not just patchwork where seams can be weakened and subject to breaking down again. Help me to regain confidence, trust, and the ability to forgive. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your generous spirit. Put the bounce back in my step, put the smile back on my face, and the dance back in my feet. Heavenly Father, please fill me with the peace and joy I know can only come from you during this journey to healing and recovery that I know is possible through your power alone. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 to 10 says that we are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. Lord, please bring life to my heart and soul. Heal and mend my heart from this feeling. You are my strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, I will not fear. Heal all the pieces of my broken heart and mend them. You said in your word, Lord, that if you never felt pain, how would you know I am a comforter? Exhibit your healing power in my life right now, Lord. Heal me completely by your divine power. I pray for restoration, Lord. I pray for revival. Take away every pain implanted in my heart that doesn't seem to go away. I can no longer bear it. These eyes that shed tears long to see joy once again. Give me peace in my heart. Psalm 147, verse 3, says that He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Heal me, Lord. I come to you today with a broken heart and ask for your healing. Let it flow like the streams of living water into my heart and soul. Thank you, Lord, for your healing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, divine physician, and healer of the sick, I turn to you in this time of illness. Heal my sick and weary heart. Alleviate my worry and sorrow with your gentle love. and grant me the grace and strength to accept this burden. Matthew chapter 11, verse 8 tells me that, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." You are the only source of healing. In you there is calm and the only true peace in the universe. Grant me the awareness of your presence and grant me perfect confidence in you. In all pain, weariness, and anxiety, teach me to yield to your never-failing care, knowing that your love and power surround me, trusting in your wisdom and providence to give me health, strength, and peace when your time is best. Heal my sickness, Lord. Fill me with the strength and peace I know only comes from you during this hard time. Walk closely beside me during my journey to healing and recovery that I know is possible through your power alone. May each day bring healing with the dawn. Restore my energy and heal my wounds. May hope remain within my heart as I find new strength and make a new start. Lord, you control all the parts of my body, and you know when they are working properly. Sickness leaves me stressed and steals time from all the things I want to be doing. I come to you today asking for your touch, Lord. Heal my sick and weary body, Lord. Grant me the strength I need to go about each day. Heal me, Lord God, of my sicknesses. You are the King of Kings, and all miracles come through you. I strive to walk in the path of righteousness. Walk with me in my life, that I may have your peace and healing. You gave the word and healed the lands. I pray that you heal me today. Isaiah chapter 57, verses 18 to 19 says that, "I have seen their ways, but I will heal them. I will guide them and restore comfort to Israel's mourners, creating praise on their lips. Peace, peace to those far and near, says the Lord, and I will heal them. Restore me to complete health and bring comfort to my soul. Give me the strength when I grow weak and weary. I speak health and wholeness to every cell in my body. Free me from anxiety and stress that I may find rest in your loving arms. I come before you with an empty cup, asking you to fill my cup with provision and encouragement. Fill me with strength and uplift me with thoughts of hope. Flow your abundant compassion towards my weakness and my needs. May your tenderness reach out and overwhelm me. Thank you, Lord, for taking my sickness and anxieties away. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen." Lord Jesus, I come before you today in need of your healing hand over my life. I believe that in you all things are possible. I pray you to hold my heart within yours and renew my mind, body, and soul. You are the giver of infinite joy in life. Give me the strength to walk towards the path you have laid for me. Give me the wisdom and grace to identify those you have placed around me to help me get better. I need your healing and grace. I need your restoration. Forgive me for trying to fix the situation on my own. Forgive me for running all different directions to find help when true help and healing comes from you. Forgive me for not recognizing how much I need you above everyone and everything else. I ask for your healing and grace to cover every piece in my life. Thank you that you are able to do far more than I could ever imagine. I reach out to you and know that you are restoring and redeeming every place of difficulty, every battle, for your greater glory. I claim your healing power over my friends and family who are heartbroken. I ask that you begin your mighty work in their lives. Surround them with supernatural peace and strength, and give them the faith to believe that all things are possible for you. Protect us from Satan's lies and discouragement, and let your miraculous healing begin. I come to you in complete surrender. I am desperate for you. Please lift me out of this pit and show me the way, Lord. You said in your word, Lord, that you heal all diseases, and whoever is in you will not perish, but have everlasting life. I ask that you strengthen me, Lord, in this time of illness. Sustain me, O Lord. Remove all sicknesses and evil that roam the earth. Let your will be done in my life. Dear God, I feel wounded, betrayed, and heartbroken. I wonder sometimes if I can ever fully recover from the deep hurt I feel inside. You are the great healer. You carry all our burdens. You light our path and give us hope. You comfort us in our hour of darkness. Help me to remember to always turn to you when I'm suffering. Remind me to submit to your wisdom, power, and goodness. Lord, I know that without you, I can't do anything. You are the King of the universe, and in you, everything is possible. In you lies healing, recovery, and growth. Your word is filled with stories of miraculous healings. You even raised the dead and brought them back to life. I believe you can do the same today. I release the healing power of God right now into my body. I command healing to take over my body in the name of Jesus. I command every pain to get out right now. Holy Spirit, let your power come. Let your fire fall in Jesus' name. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I release life into my body in Jesus' name. I command healing to flow right now in Jesus' name. I receive total healing and freedom in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare that I am free from pain. I declare that I am free from anxiety and weakness. Lord Jesus, I come before you today in need of your healing hand over my life. I believe that in you all things are possible. I pray you to hold my heart within yours and renew my mind, body, and soul. You are the giver of infinite joy and life. Give me the strength to walk towards the path you have laid for me. Give me the wisdom and grace to identify those you have placed around me to help me get better. I need your healing and grace. I need your restoration. Forgive me for trying to fix the situation on my own. Forgive me for running all different directions to find help when true help and healing comes from you. Forgive me for not recognizing how much I need you above everyone and everything else. I ask for your healing and grace to cover every piece in my life. Thank you that you are able to do far more than I could ever imagine. I reach out to you and know that you are restoring and redeeming every place of difficulty, every battle, for your greater glory. I claim your healing power over my friends and family who are heartbroken. I ask that you begin your mighty work in their lives. Surround them with supernatural peace and strength, and give them the faith to believe that all things are possible for you. Protect us from Satan's lies and discouragement, and let your miraculous healing begin. I come to you in complete surrender. I am desperate for you. Please lift me out of this pit and show me the way, Lord. You said in your word, Lord, that you heal all diseases, and whoever is in you will not perish, but have everlasting life. I ask that you strengthen me, Lord, in this time of illness. Sustain me, O Lord. Remove all sicknesses and evil that roam the earth. Let your will be done in my life. Dear God, I feel wounded, betrayed, and heartbroken. I wonder sometimes if I can ever fully recover from the deep hurt I feel inside. You are the great healer. You carry all our burdens. You light our path and give us hope. You comfort us in our hour of darkness. Help me to remember to always turn to you when I'm suffering. Remind me to submit to your wisdom, power, and goodness. Lord, I know that without you, I can't do anything. You are the King of the universe, and in you, everything is possible. In you lies healing, recovery, and growth. Your word is filled with stories of miraculous healings. You even raised the dead and brought them back to life. I believe you can do the same today. I release the healing power of God right now into my body. I command healing to take over my body in the name of Jesus. I command every pain to get out right now. Holy Spirit, let your power come. Let your fire fall in Jesus' name. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I release life into my body in Jesus' name. I command healing to flow right now in Jesus' name. I receive total healing and freedom in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare that I am free from pain. I declare that I am free from anxiety and weakness. I am healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, divine physician, and healer of the sick, I turn to you in this time of illness. Heal my sick and weary heart. Alleviate my worry and sorrow with your gentle love, and grant me the grace and strength to accept this burden. Matthew chapter 11, verse 8 tells me that, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." You are the only source of healing. In you there is calm, and the only true peace in the universe. Grant me the awareness of your presence, and grant me perfect confidence in you. In all pain, weariness, and anxiety, teach me to yield to your never-failing care, knowing that your love and power surround me, trusting in your wisdom and providence to give me health, strength, and peace when your time is best. Heal my sickness, Lord. Fill me with the strength and peace I know only comes from you during this hard time. Walk closely beside me during my journey to healing and recovery that I know is possible through your power alone. May each day bring healing with the dawn. Restore my energy and heal my wounds. May hope remain within my heart as I find new strength and make a new start. Lord, you control all the parts of my body, and you know when they are working properly. Sickness leaves me stressed and steals time from all the things I want to be doing. I come to you today asking for your touch, Lord. Heal my sick and weary body, Lord. Grant me the strength I need to go about each day. Heal me, Lord God, of my sicknesses. You are the King of Kings, and all miracles come through you. I strive to walk in the path of righteousness. Walk with me in my life, that I may have your peace and healing. You gave the word and healed the lands. I pray that you heal me today. Isaiah chapter 57, verses 18 to 19, says that, I have seen their ways, but I will heal them. I will guide them and restore comfort to Israel's mourners, creating praise on their lips. Peace, peace to those far and near, says the Lord, and I will heal them. Restore me to complete health and bring comfort to my soul. Give me the strength when I grow weak and weary. I speak health and wholeness to every cell in my body. Free me from anxiety and stress, that I may find rest in your loving arms. I come before you with an empty cup, asking you to fill my cup with provision and encouragement. Fill me with strength and uplift me with thoughts of hope. Flow your abundant compassion towards my weakness and my needs. May your tenderness reach out and overwhelm me. Thank you, Lord, for taking my sickness and anxieties away. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Lord Jesus, I come before you today in need of your healing hand over my life. I believe that in you all things are possible. I pray you to hold my heart within yours and renew my mind, body, and soul. You are the giver of infinite joy in life. Give me the strength to walk towards the path you have laid for me. Give me the wisdom and grace to identify those you have placed around me to help me get better. I need your healing and grace. I need your restoration. Forgive me for trying to fix the situation on my own. Forgive me for running all different directions to find help, when true help and healing comes from you. Forgive me for not recognizing how much I need you above everyone and everything else. I ask for your healing and grace to cover every piece in my life. Thank you that you are able to do far more than I could ever imagine. I reach out to you and know that you are restoring and redeeming every place of difficulty, every battle, for your greater glory. I claim your healing power over my friends and family who are heartbroken. I ask that you begin your mighty work in their lives. Surround them with supernatural peace and strength, and give them the faith to believe that all things are possible for you. Protect us from Satan's lies and discouragement, and let your miraculous healing begin. I come to you in complete surrender. I am desperate for you. Please lift me out of this pit and show me the way, Lord. You said in your word, Lord, that you heal all diseases, and whoever is in you will not perish, but have everlasting life. I ask that you strengthen me, Lord, in this time of illness. Sustain me, O Lord. Remove all sicknesses and evil that roam the earth. Let your will be done in my life. Dear God, I feel wounded, betrayed, and heartbroken. I wonder sometimes if I can ever fully recover from the deep hurt I feel inside. You are the great healer. You carry all our burdens. You light our path and give us hope. You comfort us in our hour of darkness. Help me to remember to always turn to you when I'm suffering. Remind me to submit to your wisdom, power, and goodness. Lord, I know that without you, I can't do anything. You are the King of the universe, and in you, everything is possible. In you lies healing, recovery, and growth. Your word is filled with stories of miraculous healings. You even raised the dead and brought them back to life. I believe you can do the same today. I release the healing power of God right now into my body. I command healing to take over my body in the name of Jesus. I command every pain to get out right now. Holy Spirit, let your power come. Let your fire fall in Jesus' name. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I release life into my body in Jesus' name. I command healing to flow right now in Jesus' name. I receive total healing and freedom in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare that I am free from pain. I declare that I am free from anxiety and weakness. Lord Jesus, I come before you today in need of your healing hand over my life. I believe that in you all things are possible. I pray you to hold my heart within yours and renew my mind, body, and soul. You are the giver of infinite joy and life. Give me the strength to walk towards the path you have laid for me. Give me the wisdom and grace to identify those you have placed around me to help me get better. I need your healing and grace. I need your restoration. Forgive me for trying to fix the situation on my own. Forgive me for running all different directions to find help when true help and healing comes from you. Forgive me for not recognizing how much I need you above everyone and everything else. I ask for your healing and grace to cover every piece in my life. Thank you that you are able to do far more than I could ever imagine. I reach out to you and know that you are restoring and redeeming every place of difficulty, every battle, for your greater glory. I claim your healing power over my friends and family who are heartbroken. I ask that you begin your mighty work in their lives. Surround them with supernatural peace and strength, and give them the faith to believe that all things are possible for you. Protect us from Satan's lies and discouragement, and let your miraculous healing begin. I come to you in complete surrender. I am desperate for you. Please lift me out of this pit and show me the way, Lord. You said in your word, Lord, that you heal all diseases, and whoever is in you will not perish, but have everlasting life. I ask that you strengthen me, Lord, in this time of illness. Sustain me, O Lord. Remove all sicknesses and evil that roam the earth. Let your will be done in my life. Dear God, I feel wounded, betrayed, and heartbroken. I wonder sometimes if I can ever fully recover from the deep hurt I feel inside. You are the great healer. You carry all our burdens. You light our path and give us hope. You comfort us in our hour of darkness. Help me to remember to always turn to you when I'm suffering. Remind me to submit to your wisdom, power, and goodness. Lord, I know that without you, I can't do anything. You are the King of the universe, and in you, everything is possible. In you lies healing, recovery, and growth. Your word is filled with stories of miraculous healings. You even raised the dead and brought them back to life. I believe you can do the same today. I release the healing power of God right now into my body. I command healing to take over my body in the name of Jesus. I command every pain to get out right now. Holy Spirit, let your power come. Let your fire fall in Jesus' name. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I release life into my body in Jesus' name. I command healing to flow right now in Jesus' name. I receive total healing and freedom in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare that I am free from pain. I declare that I am free from anxiety and weakness. I am healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord Jesus, I come before you today in need of your healing hand over my life. I believe that in you all things are possible. I pray you to hold my heart within yours and renew my mind, body, and soul. You are the giver of infinite joy in life. Give me the strength to walk towards the path you have laid for me. Give me the wisdom and grace to identify those you have placed around me to help me get better. I need your healing and grace. I need your restoration. Forgive me for trying to fix the situation on my own. Forgive me for running all different directions to find help when true help and healing comes from you. Forgive me for not recognizing how much I need you above everyone and everything else. I ask for your healing and grace to cover every piece in my life. Thank you that you are able to do far more than I could ever imagine. I reach out to you and know that you are restoring and redeeming every place of difficulty, every battle, for your greater glory. I claim your healing power over my friends and family who are heartbroken. I ask that you begin your mighty work in their lives. Surround them with supernatural peace and strength, and give them the faith to believe that all things are possible for you. Protect us from Satan's lies and discouragement, and let your miraculous healing begin. I come to you in complete surrender. I am desperate for you. Please lift me out of this pit and show me the way, Lord. You said in your word, Lord, that you heal all diseases, and whoever is in you will not perish, but have everlasting life. I ask that you strengthen me, Lord, in this time of illness. Sustain me, O Lord. Remove all sicknesses and evil that roam the earth. Let your will be done in my life. Dear God, I feel wounded, betrayed, and heartbroken. I wonder sometimes if I can ever fully recover from the deep hurt I feel inside. You are the great healer. You carry all our burdens. You light our path and give us hope. You comfort us in our hour of darkness. Help me to remember to always turn to you when I'm suffering. Remind me to submit to your wisdom, power, and goodness. Lord, I know that without you, I can't do anything. You are the King of the universe, and in you, everything is possible. In you lies healing, recovery, and growth. Your word is filled with stories of miraculous healings. You even raised the dead and brought them back to life. I believe you can do the same today. I release the healing power of God right now into my body. I command healing to take over my body in the name of Jesus. I command every pain to get out right now. Holy Spirit, let your power come. Let your fire fall in Jesus' name. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I release life into my body in Jesus' name. I command healing to flow right now in Jesus' name. I receive total healing and freedom in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare that I am free from pain. I declare that I am free from anxiety and weakness. I am healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for waking me up to see yet another day. Dear God, I stand on your word in Isaiah chapter 57, the verse 18 and 19, which says, I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners, creating praise on their lips. Peace, peace to him that is far off, and to him that is near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. And pray for healing of all infirmities from my mind, body, soul, and heart. I ask, Lord, that you descend from your throne room of mercy and attend to my cries. Touch me with your healing power and make me whole again. Just as King Hezekiah found favor in your sight for 15 more years to be added to his age, so do I beseech thee to remember my sacrifices and covenant and heal me. Many are my sins, as human as I am, but temper justice with mercy, O Lord. Let not my prayers fall on deaf ears. Incline your ears to my pleas and that of my family, and we will forever worship you. Your word makes me understand in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14, which says, Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for again, you are the one I praise. Also, Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17 states that, But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. It is said that you are not a man that will lie. That is why I've come to you, Father. Prove to my enemies that they were wrong to laugh at me. Show them you come through for your own in their time of need. Give them proof that you are capable of doing more than your children ask of you. Let not my years of service to your name be in vain. Yes, you are God. Let your name be glorified. Thank you for hearing my cry. Thank you, Father, for the gift of healing and for answering my prayers as well. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for waking me up to see yet another day. Dear God, I stand on your word in Isaiah chapter 57, the verse 18 and 19, which says, I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners, creating praise on their lips. Peace. Peace to him that is far off, and to him that is near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. And pray for healing of all infirmities from my mind, body, soul, and heart. I ask, Lord, that you descend from your throne room of mercy and attend to my cries. Touch me with your healing power and make me whole again. Just as King Hezekiah found favor in your sight for 15 more years to be added to his age, so do I beseech thee to remember my sacrifices and covenant and heal me.
Many are my sins, as human as I am, but temper justice with mercy, O Lord. Let not my prayers fall on deaf ears. Incline your ears to my pleas and that of my family, and we will forever worship you. Your word makes me understand in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14, which says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for again, you are the one I praise." Also, Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17 states that, "But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. It is said that you are not a man that will lie. That is why I've come to you, Father. Prove to my enemies that they were wrong to laugh at me. Show them you come through for your own in their time of need. Give them proof that you are capable of doing more than your children ask of you. Let not my years of service to your name be in vain. Yes, you are God. Let your name be glorified. Thank you for hearing my cry. Thank you, Father, for the gift of healing and for answering my prayers as well. Amen." Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for waking me up to see yet another day. Dear God, I stand on your word in Isaiah chapter 57, the verse 18 and 19, which says, "I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners, creating praise on their lips. Peace, peace to him that is far off, and to him that is near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. And pray for healing of all infirmities from my mind, body, soul, and heart. I ask, Lord, that you descend from your throne room of mercy and attend to my cries. Touch me with your healing power and make me whole again. Just as King Hezekiah found favor in your sight for 15 more years to be added to his age, so do I beseech thee to remember my sacrifices and covenant and heal me. Many are my sins, as human as I am, but temper justice with mercy, O Lord. Let not my prayers fall on deaf ears. Incline your ears to my pleas and that of my family, and we will forever worship you. Your word makes me understand in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14, which says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for again, you are the one I praise." Also, Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17 states that, "But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. It is said that you are not a man that will lie. That is why I've come to you, Father. Prove to my enemies that they were wrong to laugh at me. Show them you come through for your own in their time of need. Give them proof that you are capable of doing more than your children ask of you. Let not my years of service to your name be in vain. Yes, you are God. Let your name be glorified. Thank you for hearing my cry. Thank you, Father, for the gift of healing and for answering my prayers as well. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for waking me up to see yet another day. Dear God, I stand on your word in Isaiah chapter 57, the verse 18 and 19, which says, "I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners, creating praise on their lips. peace. Peace to him that is far off, and to him that is near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. And pray for healing of all infirmities from my mind, body, soul, and heart. I ask, Lord, that you descend from your throne room of mercy and attend my cries. Touch me with your healing power and make me whole again. Just as King Hezekiah found favor in your sight for 15 more years to be added to his age, so do I beseech thee to remember my sacrifices and covenant and heal me. Many are my sins, as human as I am, but temper justice with mercy, O Lord. Let not my prayers fall on deaf ears. Incline your ears to my pleas and that of my family, and we will forever worship you. Your word makes me understand in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14, which says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for again, you are the one I praise." Also, Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17 states that, "But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. It is said that you are not a man that will lie. That is why I've come to you, Father. Prove to my enemies that they were wrong to laugh at me. Show them you come through for your own in their time of need. Give them proof that you are capable of doing more than your children ask of you. Let not my years of service to your name be in vain. Yes, you are God. Let your name be glorified. Thank you for hearing my cry. Thank you, Father, for the gift of healing and for answering my prayers as well. Amen." Heavenly Father, I pray for your healing power over my body. I release the life of God into every cell in my body right now. Holy Ghost, please come with your power and fire. Sweep through right now from head to toe and let your fire burn out everything that is not supposed to be in my body. Thank you, Lord, for walking this earth and for experiencing the brokenness of this world so that you can meet me in compassion and empathy in times of sickness and distress. Bring healing, comfort, and peace to my body and soul. Root out any unhealthy and abnormal cells causing pain and sickness in my body. Father, Lord, your words are healthy. I pray that you speak your words of healing over my body and soul. I ask for physical and spiritual healing in the name of Jesus. I speak into my body your energy, abundance, comfort, and clarity. Nothing is impossible for you. You are the God of abundant life. I claim that life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Sanctify everything I do and guide me towards good health. Your word says, Lord, that the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. I come to you today in faith, asking that you heal me from every sickness, disease, and illness. In the midst of my pain and weakness, strengthen my faith that I may be filled with hope in you. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5 says, "But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed." Thank you, Lord, for saving me on the cross. I pray against every spiritual attack against my body and health in the mighty name of Jesus. Let every plan of the enemy to bring sickness and disease to my body be destroyed in the powerful name of Jesus. I put my trust in you alone, Father. Take charge over my health, Lord, that I may enjoy good health. Grant me the strength to overcome all that has become weak in me, Lord. May I be filled with the courage of the Holy Spirit to recover and bear every physical and emotional difficulty. Let your hedge of protection be upon my life. Guide me towards better health in you. I celebrate and acknowledge you, Lord, as my greatest healer. Thank you, Lord, for your healing hands over my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.